The big election is coming up, yeah, in 2020, but in 2019 on November 5th. And Heber City Council is going to, we have six candidates running for three positions on the Heber City Council. Jeff, let me have you cuddle right up to the mic like I am. And Jeff Bradshaw is one of the incumbents along with Ron Crittenden. Jeff is on the ballot along with Ron, with Rachel Keeler, with Ryan Stack, Perry Rose, and Mike Johnston. So there's six of you in a field, and you want to hold on to your seat to continue to serve.
Well, if I didn't, I wouldn't have filed. So I guess, yes, I am interested in serving another term.
Well, this is your chance to, we just wanted to give everybody the chance to come on the radio and hey, kind of give your platform, kind of what in a debate would be your closing statement about what you want the voters to know about you.
Well, I'm a lifelong resident of Heber City. Grew up here. In fact, I grew up on the corner of 6th South and Main, right where Walgreens is today. That was the edge of the town then. My mother's side of the family were born and raised in Heber Valley, and so I have some historical connections to the valley. I first started serving on the city council in 2006. My first term, the two big things that were involved in the first term were annexation of the Red Ledges property and the approval of the Boyer development, which Walmart is the anchor. After that first term, everybody on the council was voted out of office because people didn't like Walmart coming in. 2 years later, I got voted back onto the council, and I'm finishing my second term. I feel like that there's some unfinished business that I would like to be involved in. I would like to see, first and foremost, we've been talking about Envision Heber City 2050, about a transformation of the downtown district. I want to be a part of that before I finish on the city council. I would also like to see us make great strides in trying to get the Western Bypass. And I think that we need to work harder as a city and as a community to get more affordable housing. We don't have such a thing hardly at all anymore in the city. And I think that's essential for the city's future.
That is so well stated and so true. I mean, you look at how many people work here. A lot of people can't live here, or they're renting less than maybe what they'd like to have for their family, yet they're working very hard.
Yes, they are. And there are an awful lot of employers along Main Street that have signs up that say help wanted. They can't get adequate help. And we have two or three affordable housing projects in town. They have 1 to 2 years waiting lists for people to get on. And we just don't have the housing for them. And we need to work hard to try to increase our inventory of affordable housing within the city, within the valley.
Well, it's great that people like you, and I hope others who are perhaps not going to be around in 50 years, maybe you will be.
Well, who knows?
But you're looking ahead that way, and you're looking ahead because this is a city you love.
Yes.
And Jeff, I you're so well prepared. That was so concise. Thank you. I appreciate your time today. Appreciate your promptness. You were ready before I was.
So. Well, I have a bad habit of being early to most things.
Oh, man, I could use that habit, I'll tell you. Well, best of luck to you on November 5th.
Thank you.